Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hang out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, 5 International Awards, that new one, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's with the number 3. Jim Schreier is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. We're talking about farcliffs.com. Is that right? And the Farcliffs, what is it, Jim, the website?
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com. Out over the far cliff.
Right. So check that out, folks. Jim Schreier. And that's S-H-S-C-H-R-E-I-E-R is how you spell his last name if you're
that's
Googling
correct.
Him. Hey, Jim, we're talking about the current situation with small businesses. And another challenge that small businesses have right now that I believe is a paradigm shift, Jim, and that is we've always been not much more than one level of technology, maybe two behind the big boxes. And we could always kind of replicate what they have reasonably well. And to whatever degree we were behind them, our customers kind of let us get away with that. But I'm concerned with the artificial intelligence capability, the ability to collect information. And make it not only, I mean, the big companies, they spend more money collecting information than they do making things. And so they've got a, what I think is a quantum leap capability that I worry about being something that's going to hurt small businesses competitively with customers who think that extra information. That new capability that they're going to have with that information, they think that's more compelling and sexier. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely correct. And I think one of the things that bothers me about that is that it's no longer one step away. It's, three or four steps away. It's this leap away in terms of information. And one of the things that I've noticed very carefully related to that is I look at small business websites for businesses that I want to use for services or something.
Right.
And their websites are leaps away from being updated
right.
and current and accurate.
What you're saying is we're our own worst enemy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yet what I believe is that in many cases, the possible solutions to that are not that far away. There are young kids out there. Some of these small business owners have probably got grandchildren
yeah.
who know more about working on a website
yeah.
than they
but
do.
But it's not that, that expensive anymore either. I mean, it's a commodity. Doing a website is a commodity these days. You're exactly
yeah.
right. But what I'm more concerned about, Jim, is not just updating the website, but adding features to their website like video and doing
yep.
doing little 30-second, 90-second quick iPhone video kind of type of things and putting those up that are for example, the small business owner using that to demonstrate a product that they sell or to tell them about how to maintain something they already have. Those are the kinds of things. This comes back to what I said many times, Jim. Amazon can sell you 148 back scratchers. I counted them. But they can't scratch one back. And that little video I'm talking about is a back scratcher. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. And it's so easy nowadays to post a video on a website. The other thing that's become extremely popular in websites, and it's kind of a general category, but it's anything that engages the potential customer.
Right.
So not only are there the videos, but there's this gamification feel that says,
right.
let's have some kind of a questionnaire. Let's have something kind of fun to do on the website related to the product. And it's so easy. There are so many, as you said, so easy to do a website nowadays. So many plugins, basically free, that you can add to your website, to put a quiz on there that's related to your product, anything that you can do to more engage your customer, as opposed to this, you know, I was on a website for something I needed a couple of months ago, and I looked at it, I'm going, that's got to be one of the oldest websites I've ever seen. And it was for a small business, and I'm going, boy, they're not doing anything. The only person they're attracting is somebody like me who has a desperate need for that service right now.
Well, that's true, but I'm telling you, they could get away with not having everything if they'd have a few of the newer elements. See, this is the point that I'm trying to make to the small business owners. You don't have to win the technology race to be relevant and to be competitive with the big companies, but you do have to run in the race. You have to be in the race.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with that. It's the to stay minimally competitive with what's going on out there is so easy to do.
Well, that's exactly right. But I'll tell you, small businesses are going to have to pick up their game. They're going to have to increase the way they look at things, because the next 10 years, we polled our people this week about cryptocurrency, and only less than 20% are even thinking about making plans to offer cryptocurrency. And okay. I know it's not on everybody's radar screen, but you can't have that attitude, because within 10 years, we'll be taking cryptocurrency as a regular part of our business.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jim, I need your website again quickly, please.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS, farcliffs.com.
Thanks, Jim. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir. You had to.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.